And the first initiation pertains to the physical plane. And what does he have to initiate on the physical plane? In his own life, he has to initiate control on the physical level. So on the physical level, what's the biggest thing we have to control on the physical level?
Appetites.
Right? Appetite, sex, and control over our bodies. And so in other words, in a religion is training for the first initiation, because religion teaches you the purity about sex. And it takes mastery over that to live that religion. So as a person is living his religion, he will be taught about the importance of sexual purity. He'll also be taught about, you know, controlling your appetites, not being a drunkard or not overeating or being able to control things. So the person, when he passes the first initiation, will demonstrate through his actions in his life that he has control over sex and over the physical level. Yeah.
And do you consider Winston Churchill an initiate?
Yeah.
And how much did he drink? I'm making a point. How much did he drink a week?
Yeah, he drank as much as he wanted.
And how was Hitler? What kind of a person was Hitler? He was a vegetarian.
Okay, let me explain that.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, with Churchill, if a person, say, if Churchill was an initiate, and he was way past the first initiation. If he decided he wanted to be really thin, he could have done it. But it wasn't that important for him. So he didn't do it. Okay? He never said, oh man, I wish I could be real thin. I mean, I've never heard him say that. In other words, the first degree initiate, if he decides he wants to go on a fast for a week, he can go on a fast for a week.
But sometimes when we're looking at these people, you say, oh...
Right, and he has complete control.
Pure and holy and whatever may not necessarily be...
Right.
You know, JJ, an understanding that I got is passing an initiation isn't like a grade scale. It's not like you have to get an A. It's more like a 51%. In other words, it's like teetering on a fence. You're either going to go this way or that way. So it seems to me that if I have a balance of 51%, the probability is that I'm probably going to go this way, then that's the passing. It doesn't have to be that I have to get an A and pass with this much, what's that word I'm looking for? This much area, grade. I don't have to pass.
Well, you have to be able to do it pretty much 100%. For instance, let me give you an example. Let's suppose you decide you want to go on a 10-day fast, and you made a decision. Okay, with drinking nothing but water. Okay, can you do that?
No.
The person that's not a first degree initiate, some of them can, but a lot of them won't be able to. You know, I've talked to a lot of people. Matter of fact, I fasted with a lot of people. I said, did you break your fast? Oh, I just ate some cheese, you know, just to kind of bring the edge off. That plus blows the whole thing. In other words, he was 51%, sure, but that wasn't good enough for accomplishing the fast. See, a fast is really like a 10-day fast is really a good test of power of initiation on the physical plane. If a person can fast like 10 or 12 days with just water, that takes a lot of self-control. And if a person, for instance, is married and has a secretary that's a knockout that's always coming on to him day after day, and if he can resist her day after day and put her in her place, that's a sign that he's at least a first degree initiate. On the other hand, some people slip back. Some people may be a higher initiate and then have that secretary there and maybe slip back and retrogress temporarily and then have to cover his tracks and make his progress all over again. On the sexual level, that self-control is something that gets a lot of people in trouble, including some of the initiates that are here to supposedly lead the way to higher evolution. Okay, what does the person initiate that's a first degree initiate? He initiates things on the physical level. He may start a business. He may invent something.
Steve Jobs, Edison?
Yeah, so like Steve Jobs and Edison's, definitely first degree initiates are higher. Okay, they're doing what a first degree initiate would do and maybe more. Okay, so first degree initiate is on the physical plane. He masters the physical plane, so he has control over it. But on the other hand, like Winston Churchill, you know, being a real thin guy wasn't that important to him. If he wanted to be thin, in other words, what you want to do on the physical plane, you can do. What you decide to do, what you commit to do, you can follow through with. Okay? That's what you can do. If you decide you're going to go jogging every day, well, you stick to it and you go jogging every day, you know. So if you're not an initiate, you have a hard time following through the things you really want to do on the physical plane. If you're not a first degree or higher, you start a business, you have a few problems, you just, this is too much for me, let it go, you know, and go work for somebody else. So the first degree initiate is the person that sets a goal on the physical plane and can follow through with that goal and accomplish it, okay? Until he's happy with the results of that goal. We go by what he thinks is important to him, not by what we think is important to him. It's not what we think was important that Winston Churchill did on the physical plane. It's what he thought was important. Matter of fact, he was a painter also, which is more a physical plane activity. It also involves higher thought to some degree. So he was definitely a first degree initiate or higher. Okay, the second initiation is initiation that on the astral level. Astral being the emotional level. Now, Christ underwent, or it's symbolically repeated, all the initiations in the events that happened in his life. What happens when a person who's an initiate is reborn into life? He has to repeat in miniature all the initiations he's been through. So if he's a fifth degree initiate, he has to go back and show mastery of the first, second, third, and fourth. But it's a lot easier for him because he's done it before. But it still can, some of them still can be kind of tricky. And sometimes when the masters reincarnate in the flesh, they get stuck. They may get stuck in the second initiation, and so they might have to reincarnate several times to get back to where they were, because once you get involved in the astral emotional world, it is very tough to get out of. The emotions are very powerful. Matter of fact, I've been a salesman most of my life, and all sales courses tell you this. They say, you don't sell people by convincing them mentally. People don't buy by what they think. They buy by what they feel. If they feel they want something, then they'll buy it. It's not if they think about it. It's how they feel. When I sold encyclopedias, I really found this to be true. My good friend Wayne starts selling encyclopedias, and he's making a ton of money doing it. So I thought, well, he was down in Texas selling at the time, and I said, send me a sales kit. I'll try it out. So he sent me a sales kit, and I thought, well, you know, logically, the people that would be best to sell to would be people, little kids that are just learning to read and maybe like 6 to 12 years old. And they'd be the best prospect. So I went around and I spotted little kids out in yards, and I knocked on those doors, and I couldn't sell anything to save my life. And then Wayne come back and he said, well, you sold anything? I said, I worked a whole week. I haven't been able to sell one set. I said, he says, well, what you been doing? So I told him. He says, you done it all wrong. I said, well, you show me then. So he says, okay, I'll take out, we'll sell a set today. So we went out, and we passed by these little kids playing. I said, aren't you going to knock on that door? He says, no, they're too old. what? And, well, how about that one? There's a crib there out in the yard, or a baby out there on the patio. And I said, no, it's too old. So what we did, we knocked on doors where the woman was like pregnant or had just a newborn baby. I thought, wow, they won't buy any encyclopedias. I mean, it's not logical. Why would they buy a set of encyclopedias for when they haven't even had a baby yet? He says, because that's the way they feel. They want to do everything possible for that new baby that's just not even born yet. He says, if they haven't had a kid and they're pregnant, he says, they're ideal to sell encyclopedias to. I said, wow, that doesn't make any sense. He says, well, yeah, it doesn't make any sense, but that's the way they feel.
Well, instead of encyclopedias, I ever bought right. when I was pregnant with my first child.
Really? So you're one of those, right? you were one of the prospects. And it was amazing. I mean, you show these encyclopedias and kids' books to people that are either pregnant or got a two-week-old baby. I mean, they're just prime targets. They have no money because they spend all their money on their kid. And the hospital bills, but still, man, you show them those books, they just really want them for their kid. Because people...
They're obsolete when the kids grow up.
Exactly.
People are sold by their feelings,
yeah.
not by their logical mental processes. And that's supposed to change in the Aquarian Age. In the Aquarian Age, we're supposed to switch from the emotions to the mind. And eventually we will do that, but right now we're still stuck largely on the emotional level.